Recently published research from Korea and Japan from previous reports we've heard of nanotech in the COVID-19 injectables. Contents of the COVID-19 injectables produced by Pfizer and Moderna were examined under a stereo microscope at 400 times magnification. Specimens were cultured in different media to observe the effect they had on living cells. The study concluded that the anomalous injuries that have occurred worldwide since the injectables were pressed upon billions of individuals were caused by the nanotechnology contents of the COVID-19 injectables. The research found cellular toxicity, and over the course of a few weeks, simple one-dimensional structures grew into complex three-dimensional structures. Numerous artificial self-assembling nano-sized objects of many different shapes, including animated worm-like entities, discs, chains, spirals, tubes, and right-angle structures containing other artificial structures within them. Some structures even seemed to appear and then disappear over time. All of this was found to be well beyond any expected and acceptable levels of contamination. This was first reported on nearly 3 years ago by Ricardo Delgado and La Quinta Columna out of Spain, who found a relationship between the nanotech and 5G. The Fifth Column recently published their findings and conclusions on the strange self-assembling nanotech they discovered in the Pfizer mRNA vaccines via optical microscopy analysis. The objects they found in the vaccine correspond with known items in the scientific record, and the conclusion they come to seems quite clear, that the well-documented scientific goal to use nanotechnology in living human beings to form networks capable of controlling several nanomachines is currently being deployed in the COVID-19 vaccines, which amounts to the most intrusive assault against humanity in all of recorded history. 5G towers were fired up for the first time in Wuhan, the same time they were reportedly experiencing a COVID-19 outbreak. David Icke said there was a relationship between COVID-19 and 5G back in 2020, and it got him banned. Using dark field microscopy, Dr. Anna Maria Mielchia has found these same artificial nanostructures in the blood of both those who got the COVID-19 injectables and those who did not. Decades ago, Silicon Valley guru Ray Kurzweil said that by 2045, most of human civilization will be non-biological machines, thanks to the advancements of nanorobots, which could cure aging and death. While talk of mRNA is making it easily into the mainstream, the nanotech is being ignored. According to the work at La Quinta Columna, there is no mRNA spike protein. According to their research, it's all about the nanotech, which they recently reported can be totally destroyed by a nicotine mixture derived from tobacco and distilled water. Hopefully, this nicotine study will be repeated by other independent scientists, because the mass infection of humanity with experimental nanotech has now been ignored for at least 3 years, and all sides of political leadership are steering us towards a brave new world of AI and the Internet of Things, where being an organic human being seems to not be an option. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Powerful report up at man.video and on Real Alex Jones on X. All right, one of my favorite podcasts is really smart guy, Jeremy from The Quartering, right there on screen, is going to join us in 1 minute. We're going to take a break for 1 minute, over 300 radio stations. Remember those things? That's why we have breaks, people on X and places, because we're still on air when they banned me 6 years ago. We had the radio stations. We love them. They still got big audiences. Support them. We're going to join 300-plus radio stations in 60 seconds when we come back. Also coming up, exclusive look at my interview with Glenn Beck that hasn't dropped yet, and more. And Jack Posobiec with the key intel on why they're so scared about this information coming out about the attempted Trump assassination.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I've been wanting to get him on for a while. Jeremy from The Quartering, thequartering.com, very popular on X and on YouTube, one of the top podcasters out there. Makes a lot of really smart, cogent points. I wanted to get him in to just cover the waterfront in this hour. Then Jack Posobiec, who's involved with some of the other groups I'm talking to. There's Army Special Operations. There's Eric Prince. It's not a secret. Their phones are all tapped. It's not a secret from the government. The corrupt people have hijacked the government. And the Trump campaign about what really happened in Butler 2 months ago. And they got reports coming out. They got books coming out. Somebody's got a book that's about to digitally go out. I'm not going to give you the inside baseball on what they've got, but that's why the Democrats have all come out, Senator Blumenthal and Warren, who are at the top of the deep state management team. Oh, my God, that they stood down and they're suppressing evidence and obstruction of justice. We're so concerned about DHS. Well, the Justice Department's just as involved as that. Jack joins us about what he can tell us so far, and I know what's going on, but I'm not at liberty to tell you, but you can probably make wild guesses here. They got whistleblowers, they got witnesses, they got investigations, they got it all, and they don't want what their investigations quite found because they're getting more, even more damning, but that I just say release what you got now, the other stuff later, but and then Jack, obviously, is going to be joining me with Tucker Carlson in Pennsylvania on the 23rd. That's not this next Monday, but the Monday after. It's going to probably sell out. They even expanded because they had it set for so many thousands, and now they expanded to the full deal. They want to totally fill it. I talked to him this morning. Looks like that's going to happen, so get your tickets now. Really want to see you there. That's TuckerCarlson.com. TuckerCarlson.com is right on the front page. You want to go to the 23rd event, or any of them are great, but the one in Reading, Pennsylvania, is where I'll be with Jack Posobiec. He's going to release even more then, obviously. I don't know if we have, 8, 9, 10 days, and then even more is coming out. But Jack's a great investigator. Jeremy from The Quartering's here. And I said, what do you want to comment about? I've got a lot of questions. The first thing he sent was something I'm going to talk about. Trump latest no tax on overtime and saying illegals won't get money for free mortgages. Yeah, those are great ideas on the economic front. Strategy for Trump to overcome mainstream media. We'll also tailgatesfortrump.com, the real effects of social media and actual voting. Trump not debating pros and cons. He says he's not now because ABC rigged it. He still won. And now they got that whistleblower coming out, confirmed. The law firms have confirmed it is coming out, ABC whistleblower. But I before we get to that and play clips of Trump on his new economic announcements that are pure genius, because the money from working class folks in overtime doesn't run the country. They just print the crap. Okay, it's about social control. They admit that. But before we hit all those issues, Jeremy, great to have you from thequartering.com. They can find all your platforms and all the tens of millions you reach a day right there. Very exciting show. I've been watching you for at least 4 years. World War III front and center, the Ukraine situation, the announcement that they're going to start bombing as early as this weekend. We hope to get them to have some sanity and not do it. With heavy cruise missiles directed by NATO and the U.S. inside Russia, Putin saying that's an act of war. They'll officially be at war with NATO and take response in their threat doctrine, which is bare minimum attack European targets where the missiles are being produced or shipped or stored. They're saying Poland might be the first target where they're coming through. As just a message, they talked about a tactical nuke against Poland. I mean, this stuff is so crazy, I can't believe I'm even saying it. Just a year and a half ago, Biden said we can't ship F-16s or Abrams tanks because that's the threat escalation of World War III. Now we're way past that. What is your take on this as an American, just as a citizen, as somebody that lives on this planet? Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Alex. It's always fun to be on the show. Obviously, very, very, very concerning to see yet another escalation in a war that should have been negotiated to completion a long time ago, something that I'm sure President Trump would have done. And I do agree with Trump saying that if he was still president, probably wouldn't have happened. If this escalation actually happens, I don't know how you don't say this is World War III. When you're talking about, you know, firing long-range missiles into Russia, I mean, we're just at full-scale war. I mean, I think any most normie people understand that what we've got is essentially a proxy war between the United States and Russia using Ukraine the way it is. Now, if we're going to be firing long-range missiles in, how could you even blame Russia for retaliating at this point? Now, I'm sure they'll call me a Russian operative or something, but I don't even understand how the normal person is supposed to say, well, dude, you just fired missiles into their country. Of course, things are going to escalate. And so it's extremely concerning. Now, never mind what's going on in Israel-Palestine. Never mind what's going brewing with Iran. All of this stuff, you know, you got Kamala Harris. I would just say, hey, if you're voting and you don't want your kids to go fight and die for someone else's fake war, maybe consider that on November 5th when you cast your vote, because a Kamala Harris presidency is probably going to force boots on the ground between Russia and Ukraine, almost likely in Israel or in Iran, and many more. And that's very concerning for me.
Perfectly said, better than I can say it. So you're a smart cookie. I watch your show all the time. What do we do to stop this when we have a government that stole the election, tried to kill Trump, 325,000 missing kids, sex slavery, physical labor, slave labor, hundreds of thousands, fentanyl death, total bedlam, Haitians running around drinking cat's blood, raping people, grabbing little kids, running over kids at the school bus stops, and then you've got Hollywood idiots running around saying, hey, don't take nukes off the table. Sean Penn said that a year ago. Now it's happening. I mean, what the hell's going on? Do they want to commit collective suicide? How do we stop this?
I think the answer is to continue to keep waking people up. Look what Donald Trump did today. He went into Kamala Harris's backyard and took a giant dump on her and dropped facts for about 20 straight minutes about the number of hundreds of thousands of missing trafficked children that are in California alone. I believe it was in California, or maybe it's the total number. People are waking up. And I think that we have to continue to do that. I think that there is a movement between independent voters and Republicans. We saw this during the debate, where they're kind of along the same thing. People are becoming more aware of, hey, you shipped 30,000 immigrants into a town of 60,000, and it's completely destroyed the town. Whether or not you want to talk about them eating pets or not, it's relatively accepted that they're eating the geese and the ducks. And I learned from you a long time ago that the ducks in the park were free and that you could take them home and protect. I'm thinking about going down to my local park and taking the ducks just for their protection, because I don't want any people down there eating them. And I think,
you know, I never thought of that. Like 15 years ago, somebody just made up this fake Alex Jones quote. Hey, you know, the ducks are at the park are free. And that's associated with me. I never said it. And it's one of the biggest memes ever. And now they're actually taking the ducks home. It's like they got my advice that I never gave.
Yeah. It's very concerning. And I think that people need to continue to get woken up. I think we need to be careful with the messaging. You know, I see a lot of the messaging, like, I don't think, you know, they're eating the dogs or eating the cats necessarily hits as hard as, or like all immigrants bad kind of thing. I think if Republicans and Trump can stick to the statistics, I don't know if you have them handy, you almost always do, but if you look at the rise in HIV and other communicable diseases in that town, the rise in car insurance, the rise in the hospital. You can't get into the hospital.
It's bankrupting the local system 100%, and the governor's sending money and cops to write tickets, which isn't what you need to do to deport them. No, absolutely. Double the car insurance, massive wrecks, not just in that town, all around there. It's the Haitians. They don't even get driver's license. I mean, this is crazy.
And I think one of my key things that I try to tell people is stay away from blaming the Haitians. Look, these are, a lot of these people, you know, they do voodoo. They do this stuff. When people say there's cats missing or there's pigs in the park, I guarantee you, I'm firmly in belief that They did some sort of voodoo thing with it, and that's why it's there. But if people can stay off the Haitians' bad stuff and just talk about what it's doing to the local economy and the fact that it is absolutely crushing people on the poverty line and people in the middle of the class, in the middle class, if you look at who's the ones making these viral TikTok videos, Alex, it's not snooty.
It's black people.
It's black people from the inner cities that are like, what the hell is going on? Exactly. They are. And then there was someone, Tyler Hansen, did some excellent on the ground reporting. And he appeared to be interviewing a lot of people in an area that looked pretty rough. You know, look, poverty doesn't care about race. And there's a lot of people who are in need of government assistance that are now getting pushed out of their homes because landlords are like, oh, the U.S. government will pay me triple what this person who's just barely getting by will pay me. And they're pushing them out. I think if Donald Trump and the mainstream media and the narrative, including you and myself, not mainstream, but the alt media, we talk about that, that hits way harder than they're eating the cats. So if we say, look, they're destroying these towns, they can't, you know, yes, great interview here from Tyler. The shout out to your B-roll team, your production team. He's interviewing people who, I mean, look, I can look at this and say, this is not someone who's living in a mansion. I don't mean any disrespect by it. But what they're telling you, Tyler, is like, I need food stamps still. The Haitians are calling their cards magic money cards because they never run out of money.
Let's be clear. They're giving locals $70-something a month, 76, black, white, doesn't matter. And then they're giving them 1,000 local and 3,000 federal. And the Haitians are all in brand new clothes, driving around in nice cars, and
they
don't even have
cars
jobs.
Somehow.
Yeah, and they're just running. They're just totally out of. Here's the deal. Look, Haiti is the most failed state in the world. It's been a slave colony for 300 years. And it's all deforested, and it's 95% illegitimacy. It's hell on earth. Christian Haitians are great people. They're the ones online going, look out. These people do this. You don't want them here. And the truth is, the Haitians, on average, are completely feral. So, by feral, you could take a bunch of white people and throw them out on an island and have no civilization in over hundreds of years. It could turn into, like, you know, barbarian world. But the point is that Haiti is a open-air lunatic asylum. And now you're going to bring a bunch of them here. It doesn't work. It's one thing if they're Christians that flee. It's funny. If they're Christian, they're nice and hardworking and statistically good people. If they're devil worshipers, you got a problem. I mean, if there's an island of white devil worshipers, you don't bring. Oh, let's bring the devil worshipers. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, then you just put them in Hollywood. I think, didn't your friend.
I guess Hollywood is kind of a, okay.
Yeah. Didn't your buddy Hillary Clinton go down there and do a bunch of great work for the Haitians?
The head of her foundation got caught kidnapping and smuggling kids for sex slavery. She got in prison for 5 years, got out, and now runs Amber Alert. And then the AP did a giant report of the hub of global sex trafficking being Haiti, run by the UN and the Clintons. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think when you start to connect the dots, people are seeing that this is destroying the, not even the middle class, but it's like people who are struggling to get by. And, you know, if whether or not they're eating their pets doesn't matter as much as they're literally getting pushed out of their homes that they can barely already afford. So you're probably making a lot of these people homeless who have lived in this town forever. And what's going to happen when that government money runs out? Now you're going to have you're going to basically have a 20,000 person ghetto, 30,000 person ghetto. You're going to have all the Haitians that are broke. And you're going to have all the original people that live there who are broke. And it's going to be.
That was my next
disaster.
Question, because Europe is run by the same NGOs. They're just 15 years ahead of us. They brought in 30 million, mainly Islamists and North Africans. After 3 years, they cut the money off to them and only let them get the local welfare. And then that always bankrupts things. And then the blue cities collapse and they move to the red. And now that's what Biden Harris is doing. The blues already collapsed. They're now not just shipping the illegals that they brought in there, but the refugees of the blue cities are now coming to the red cities. So it's a takedown plan of the country.
Yeah, I mean, you can see that with immigration, internal immigration in the United States between California and Texas and California. These numbers are undeniable. Famously, California ran out of rider trucks because people were just like, I'm out of here. There's a reason that Donald Trump strategically went to California today and spent 10 minutes talking about how bad San Francisco is. Because people who live in San Francisco know it is. Like, they know. And Gavin Newsom, as he calls him, you know, even he's like, oh, well, we're going to crack down the homeless problem. Yeah, right. This has been a systemic problem This is a guy who got billions to solve the homeless problem, build them houses, and did absolutely nothing with it. There's a huge homeless industrial complex where billions of dollars go into government funding for these associations and companies that are supposed to get people off the streets. They don't. They don't get people off drugs because drug addicts need to want to quit. You can't just throw money at a drug addict and think they're going to quit doing drugs. And there's a huge business that not a lot of people know about. Your audience probably knows about it. But huge, multi-hundred million dollar industry around the homeless. The same is true for these Haitians. Here's how it works in Springfield, Ohio, from what I understand. There is a staffing agency. That staffing agency employs some massive percentage of these Haitians. A local person who lives there said 90%, but that's anecdotal, but it's a huge percent. What do staffing agencies do? Well, they place these people in work. They make sure they go to work. And then they cut 10%, 15%, 20% off the top of their paychecks. So all these people on TV who are like, oh, the Haitians are great workers. Well, yeah, they show up at this work camp place, this work placement place. They drive them to work. They make sure they get work. So whoever's doing this is enriching themselves. All sorts of, all these government-run agencies are getting money, federal money, hand over fist. And it's going to be a complete disaster. By the way, it's all paid for by us, too, and future inflation. So Springfield, Ohio will be like, you know, in the same, you know, in the same breath as like Flint, Michigan, where it's like a joke. Like Flint, Michigan still doesn't have clean water 100 years later because the government can't fix anything.
I'm listening to you. You're absolutely dead on. And I've been exposing this for decades. You have these UN NGOs, the main one that came over here that's been running the invasion since Obama was in. Trump kind of shut it down 95%, but it was still operating. And they have these law firms, and they take in the illegals from all over the world. They get them jobs, and they send them up for welfare. And then they skim the top off of the welfare check and off the check. That goes to the Democratic Party and these mafias. And then they get more federal money and then set them up in houses to then bring their families here. And then they just, and then when that town collapses, they literally then move them to another town, and they're bombing the few little Republican holdout towns to flip them. And now they've caught them in voting scams. I mean, this is very strategic. So you cut off the money. You deport the military age men particularly, and you prosecute them for the human trafficking and other crimes, and it shuts down. But instead, the Republican governor's like, we'll send money. That's adding, if you have bears breaking into your garage or house, or bears in your backyard in the trash can, you don't start feeding them, that makes more bears come. That's why the homeless thing gets worse and worse.
That's what they want, Alex, right? Because then they're going to say, they get them hooked on the money, right? So what's the next thing they say to them? Oh, it's an election year. You know who's going to take your money away? This guy, Donald Trump's going to take your money away. So we're going to send a bus. We're going to pick you all up on your way to work. We're going to stop and we're going to vote. There's a reason that they put 30,000 of them in a overwhelmingly Trump-leaning city. They want to flip the vote. Here's all this free money from the government. And then down the line, they're going to say, oh, well, the bad guy, Orange Man's going to take it away. Or whoever the next presidential candidate is. They've been doing this with inner cities in Democratic strongholds for 50 years. Oh, they're going to take your welfare away. You've got to vote. They're going to take your welfare. Oh, hey, Mr. Haitian, you like that $6,000 a month? Well, you can keep that. Just make sure you get, we'll pick you up. We'll fill out your application for you, allegedly, and we'll carry you in, or we'll get you to vote. That's the long-term gain. That's the long-term plan. Is to destroy the Republican Party and maintain essentially complete control combined with basically an infinite money glitch, Alex, where they can just, I mean, there's an infinite number of people who are willing to come to America and live for free. So they just have an infinite, if it's not Haiti, it'll be Somalia. If it's not Somalia, it'll be the Dominican. If it's not the Dominican, it'll be Nigeria. If it's not Nigeria, they have an unlimited supply of these people that they can continue just rinse and repeat the same methodology that they've been doing with the inner city communities for the past 20 years. They ran out of inner city people, so now they're just bringing in migrants. It's the same playbook.
How do we stop it?
Well, you got to shut the border down and you got to stop the immigration. I think that you have to have a strong leader who's, first of all, you know, I don't know if Trump's really going to pull off, you know, deporting 20, 30 million illegals. But you've got to deport these people. as uncomfortable as maybe that makes people, because they're not all bad, right? They're not all bad people. You got to do that. I mean, here's what I'll say.
Well, I'm about to say it's a globalist operation. You got to deport those that are here to stop more coming. You can't give them a chance to stay illegally. You got to ship them all back, all of them.
I like Poland's plan. I like what Poland does, Alex. I'm pretty sure. Poland, I believe, has taken a grand total of zero migrants. I believe that number is zero. I like that. I like saying, hey, you know what? When we don't have any more homeless veterans, we'll talk about bringing in immigrants. When we don't have 100,000 Americans, a football stadium full of Americans dying from fentanyl every year, I'll talk about the Haitians. When we don't have a broken VA system, I'll talk about Haitians. When we don't have 50 million Americans at or below the poverty line, I'll talk about the Haitians. It's so simple. We need leadership that will be strong. That's kind of this new mega movement in the Republican Party. We need to get rid of these rhinos. They're slowly getting removed. We need more people who are going to be America first.
And that's why the deep state's so panicked. Our beachhead of Trump is getting better and larger. I totally agree. How do you think the deep state's going to strike back? I mean, they've already tried to kill him.
They're going to try to kill Trump again, I think. If I was a betting man, I think they're going to take another. There's going to be another incident, almost certainly. And I think, by the way, people, it starts at your local elections. It's not just about the president. It's down ballot. Be careful about who you're voting in for Republicans. Be careful about who you're voting in local government, state government, your people in Congress. These are the people that are approving these ridiculous omnibus spending bills where, you know, let's send another $6 billion to Ukraine so that a couple of rhino Republicans can get some more surveillance on Americans. I'm just saying that hypothetically. But if you watch these bills, these people are working together. It's going to take a lifetime, Alex. You and I will probably be long gone. But people have to start voting better down ballot and keep the corruption under check.
I totally agree. Breaking news here. Again, we have Jeremy with thequartering.com, very popular analyst, talk show host, and gamer. Trudeau, who says he loves dictatorship and wants to force inject kids and arrest people for free speech, says he, quote, fully supports Ukraine using NATO long-range missiles on Russia day after Putin said it would spark World War III. I mean, these people are maniacs. The left are now piranha-faced, crazy maniacs that want to kill us all.
There is nothing more controlling about than war and fear. And, you know, escalating a war with Russia. Yeah, it's big talk from Canada and their 17 military people. I mean, I think that, like, maybe Canada should be sending some people to the front lines then, rather than, you know, NATO, who most of which don't pay their dues, are going to turn to America. And then we're going to have crappy leaders that are like, well, what are we supposed to do? Russia, you know, counterattacked and they bombed sites. You know what? My position has been, and I know we're going to break soon, my position has been and will always be, let Europe take care of it, literally for once, Alex. Literally for once. Let Europe take care of it.
I totally agree.
We have enough problems. We have enough problems in America that let Europe take care of it. They've got plenty of military.
All right, Jeremy with the quartering. We're going to come back with huge breaking news, a bunch of Trump clips that just happened that I missed the press conference. It is just, I've been on air 30 years. We have more news in a day now than we've had in a year before. I mean, it's all just world government, UN announcing casual society, promoting pedophilia, just bonkers, crazy town. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Do you want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex. The United States is like one of the top or most sick countries in the world. We spend more than anybody else per capita on medicine. This looks like it's going to get to a very bad place because, like I said earlier, all I see is the people that own the medical system, the, you know, the banks, the insurance companies, big pharma doubling down.
All I have discovered that I can do is try to get things into the hands of patients as much as possible. That includes medication, that includes information, that includes awareness. And we have to help people navigate the system. Unfortunately, Alex, I think where it's going to go is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Explain what the wellness company does. And again, it's a lot bigger than just COVID or monkeypox. I mean, you're talking about a total one shop to talk to nurses, doctors, online medicine, everything. This is a revolution, and it's the answer to where you don't have big pharma ordering all the big pharmacies not to prescribe stuff because they want you to buy their drugs like Remdesivir or whatever. I mean, this is revolutionary, and people need to understand it. So spend a few minutes about why you joined the wellness company and what it's doing.
People, I think, are fearful of getting healthcare because it's going to be terribly expensive. The reality is you can deliver healthcare for the vast majority of your needs extremely effectively. We can do it. We can get cost effective. We can get medication in your hands.
What you guys are doing is getting people directly in touch with doctors, nurses, practitioners, and others, right, and everything that they need. That's why I'm so excited about the wellness company and onlinehealthnow.com. Everybody needs to mark that down and get ahead of this in these uncertain times.
If you don't allow medical practitioners to practice medicine and you do it from a centralized authority, it is destructive for the patients. It is dangerous. And the more centralized, the more dangerous. And I don't know why in the world we would contemplate going and signing for a World Economic, you know, the World Health Organization so-called treaty to give them fiat authority over duly elected officials. That to me is the scariest, most evil idea I've ever heard. Your most effective unit is right back to you, your family, and somebody whom you contact to use their judgment to help you.
Link to use is onlinehealthnow.com. One word, onlinehealthnow.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you so much.
Well, that was a great interview. And again, he's one of the most prominent doctors in the world. And you could say, you know, kind of more mainline or whatever, but even he has come a long way and he's been standing up for free speech. And so the wellness company are awesome folks. They're a huge sponsor. These folks are the one-stop shop, and they've also got their spike protein detox on the site as well. So be sure and visit right now onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Again, I want to thank Dr. Drew for coming on.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, got another 25 minutes with the amazing host of The Quartering. And then we are going to be talking to Jack Posobiec with massive political developments, inside intel on what really happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, and more. And then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, in an hour and 27 minutes from now with The War Room at Infowars.com/show, band.video. And, of course, we'll have his feed live at Real Alex Jones. We want to find it there as well on the Mighty X. I want to talk about Elon Musk with our guest before he leaves. We got a lot to cover. Now, I'm not covering this issue because I'm covering it. I'm covering it to point out our problems. You have World War III imminently. They can start bombing Russia, directed by the U.S. and NATO, with high-tech precision weapons. Putin says it's an act of war. He'll consider it a war with the United States of America. That's never happened. Official war with Russia. That's World War III, as Jeremy said earlier. You got Trudeau saying he supports it. We got that clip just minutes ago. It's up on Infowars.com. We've got open borders, hundreds of thousands of missing children, all this insanity going on, jobless numbers coming out even worse than they said, prices exploding. I've got that. All the red lights are flashing. I mean, if this was a nuclear reactor, everything's flashing. It's melting down. And without even looking, it's all over the news, every news channel. Laura Loomer's horrible. She questioned 9/11. And I'm not saying she's horrible. She's a terrible person. She's secretly Trump's brain. MTG is upset. And the campaign is in crisis. That's what they're saying. It's a civil war. She doesn't run anything. She's a journalist. Trump lets her fly with the other journalists from CNN on the plane. And Trump is at a press conference covering all these super hardcore issues. And he's talking about this. They did this with me in 2016 and made it all about me. But I wasn't engaging in it and explained that day one. So I want to play these two Trump clips. Here's Trump talking about the 300 plus thousand missing children. He should say, we're going to find him and we're going to prosecute Mayorkas and her. That should be one of the central. He's very close now. So I said he needs to use the analogy of 3 1/4 sports stadiums full of kids, jumbo 100,000 person sports stadiums. He did that there, but didn't go the rest of the thing. And I got this info to him, and I've been pushing him hard, as you know. So it shows we can get things done, but he still should make this a bigger carve out. He spent 42 seconds on the missing kids and 42 seconds on Laura Loomer. Let's play these back to back.
Now, as vice president, she's facilitated the largest wave of sex trafficking and human trafficking in history, the history of our country by far. And in case you don't want to write about it, which you should, because there can be no bigger scandal than this, we have, under this administration, 325,000 migrant children are missing. 325,000. In other words, take your biggest stadium in California and you could fill it up 5 or 6 times. Those are all missing children. Many of them are dead. Many of them are sex slaves and slaves of different nature. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What would you say to your Republican colleagues or your allies who are concerned about your close relationship with Laura Loomer?
Well, I don't know what they would say. Laura's been a supporter of mine, just like a lot of people are supporters, and she's been a supporter of mine. She speaks very positively of the campaign. I'm not sure why you asked that question, but Laura is a supporter. I don't control Laura. Laura has to say what she wants. She's a free spirit. Well, I don't know. I mean, look, I can't tell Laura what to do. Laura's a supporter. I have a lot of supporters, but I don't know what exactly you're referring to. That's okay.
So we're on the verge of total nuclear war. Even mainstream news admits that. And we're talking about a journalist, an independent journalist, that is with the press gaggle. I mean, this is what the left's got, Jeremy, from the quartering.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're grasping at straws right now. Laura Loomer is a bit of a firebrand. She has said some wild stuff, but she's also done some incredible reporting. I have a good relationship with Laura. Many people do until they don't. She's a bit fiery. I think she would admit that. But she's a fierce Trump supporter. And I think the left-wing media really doesn't have any more attack vectors against Trump, do they? I mean, they've been saying Orange Man bad since 2012. You know, 2012, 2014. What can you really say about Trump anymore? There's nothing else that they can come out with. So now they're going to attack their supporters. I don't know if you follow this story, but, you know, we're still waiting for more information. But they managed to, the Department of Justice smeared many of the top Trump advocate content creators and journalists as, you know, Kremlin ops, even though the Department of Justice said they were all victims in it all. You know, they had, you know, they're going after Tim Pool. They're going after Benny Johnson. Oh, they're all Russian assets.
Tenet Media, the Russian company, put $10 million into media ad buys and was syndicating some shows. Meanwhile, the Global's putting billions into these elections. And, of course, the people that took, you know, the advertising stuff didn't even know it was happening. And they're acting like they busted, you know, the Soviet army invading. Absolutely. It's all total, complete grasping at straws.
And they had no evidence, by the way, that they presented anyway, that any of these content creators were told to say anything that they wouldn't have normally said. The whole thing glowed like crazy. And, you know, I don't understand exactly why, you know, why people fall for it. But it's because they have no way to attack Trump anymore. They just can only attack, you know, his surrogates now.
Oh, I'm not writing myself into the story. In the last 24 hours, I've had AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, CNN, ABC News, I can't even keep track of it in my email, say, we're doing an investigation on right-wingers causing violence, and we've got people that are connected to violence and connected to things to you. Would you like to respond? So exactly, the new thing is, I'm causing violence. That's going to be all over the news now. I had Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey attacking me last night, a bunch of other shows attacking me. I mean, yeah, exactly. They're now shifting to his supporters.
Yeah, you know, there's more tools than ever now, though, for people to fight back against a lot of these things. It's nice that, obviously, Elon bought X. A lot of real-time fact-checking is happening on X so that they can't do these type of things. You have apps out there like Veebs, for example. That's an app that lets you scan, like, a product's UPC code and figure out if the company's woke or who they donate money to. Like, and people are using that. There's been a million tools out there that are arming us to fight back a lot of this stuff. So, you know, yes, Facebook and, you know, Instagram are still compromised, but look at sites like Rumble. Look at what you've done with your own band.video. Look what, you know, there's more and more opportunities out there for people to fight back against this. But the left is, you know, what's the saying? It's an animal is, there's nothing more dangerous than a cornered animal or an animal like in its death throes. That's what we're seeing with the machine. They've never been less powerful right now, thanks to the work that you're doing, thanks to the work that independent news people are doing. And so the only thing left they have to do that they can do, they can't say Orange Man bad anymore. They can't say Trump did this, Trump. They can't attack his policies because his policies are in general pretty good. And so they attack people like you. They attack people like me, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Matt Christensen. Who cares if Tenet Media got that money? If you don't have evidence where they said, hey, Russia said that you have to say X, Y, and Z, and then they show a video where they did. They didn't show any of that. They just said, meh, Russia. And by the way, they don't have any problem with a lot of these other media outlets, and I'm not going to say any, you know, there's a lot of money coming out of the Middle East, Alex, as you know, that funds a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of Middle Eastern money going to the Palestinians. There's a lot of Israeli money going to Ben Shapiro.
Exactly. There's a lot of money from China going to other organizations. The DOJs aren't doing press releases on that. So, you know, I think if Israel is paying $10 million to a content creator to spread pro-Israel propaganda, it's just as bad as if Russia does it. It's still propaganda. It's just as bad as if China does it. But they're ensnared. That's why I'm telling Alex too. And I know your viewers are smart. Be careful. There will be, I think it was a honeypot. I still believe. I have no evidence.
Listen. I had the FBI and CIA, and Robert Martin saw it. He's my lawyer. He confirms it on air. I'm not releasing the information for some reasons, but they tried to honeypot me with $3 million from Russia, and it wasn't from Russia.
Yeah, I mean, $10 million for the deep state to discredit the top five conservative content creators on the internet. That's like the deal of a century. So if you don't think that it's at least possible that, you also must believe that some 20-year-old kid just walked through Secret Service and got a clear shot on the president. You must also think that was just the Swiss cheese theory of coincidences. I don't know what to tell you. So I'm not saying there's evidence. I'm saying be careful out there. A lot of people could, you know, content creators getting offers, big money. Turns out maybe it's not funded by who, and then they discredit you. I think that's what happened to Tenet Media. I don't think anyone's going to go to jail. I think the purpose was to discredit them, and they achieved it.
Yeah, and that's why they then indict two Russians in Russia, because they'll never show up to act like, oh, look, we indicted some people.
They didn't show up the last time. Wasn't there a time
Internet
where
Research Group. Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah, they never showed. So, like, this is just about discrediting.
No, that's who the feds pose as Internet Research Group to me, and then we just confirmed it was feds and had their names, and I brought it to the FBI and said, I know this is you. They were like, I brought it to another division of the FBI and said, just leave me alone. I'm not John Gotti. I don't think I'm getting away with stuff. I'm not like, hey, you haven't got me yet. I'm an innocent straight shooter, straight arrow. You're acting like crooks. Stop it. Yeah. And I have told FBI to their face, stop it.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's outrageous.
And, you know, the best part of it is they're using our money to do it. You know, it was very personal for me when they're, you know, now I have, you know, Tim Pool has to be cooperating with the FBI, all this stuff. They get to run all these headlines that he's a Russian asset.
And all that means is, I know what that means. They go, a grand jury's open on you. Get, you know, and then you get a lawyer and they say, hey, show them you haven't done this. Look, I didn't make a big deal about this on air.
Yeah.
And they didn't do this with me. They did it with other people. Well, actually, they did it with me.
Prove you're innocent.
Well, five times they've had grand juries open on all sorts of crazy crap on me. And I never got into it on air. And then I'd have to get a lawyer, and the FBI would say, give us stuff, and we'll present it to the grand jury that you're innocent. And my lawyers, I got the good ones, they go, listen, if you don't show this, they'll get them to indict you. And I did each time, but one of the times they leaked, Jones is cooperating. No, I wasn't cooperating. Yeah. I haven't done jack crap. Have no idea what the hell you're talking about. And then another time, J6, they said, headlines, AP, Jones is cooperating with J6. No. I simply said to them, ask me not to testify, and you can give us the third-party terms to search my phone. I did not talk to any of these people you're saying. I said, if you drop it, I will do that. They said, no, we're not dropping it. I said, then I'm not giving you that, and I'm not testifying. They subpoenaed me, and I took the fifth 98 times, not because I'm a crook, but because they're frauds with Schiff and Raskin on there, and I told them that to their face in the committee. Then they destroyed the tapes of me being interviewed. And again, I'm trying to write myself into this. Jeremy, I've experienced every bit of this. And it's
I 100%
not, and
believe you.
It wasn't cooperating when I testified. They would have thrown me in prison like Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon.
Steve Bannon. Yeah, right. And the process is the punishment, too. I mean, that's also a big part of it. Most people can't afford it. And so, you know, like Tenet went bankrupt. You know, Lauren Chen and her husband, I'm sure, are bankrupt now. That entire media, now becoming, you know, conservative media outlet, gone overnight. They are scared, Alex. And that's why content creators have to be
really,
really
By the way, they shouldn't
really
be scared.
Careful.
I've invited Laura Chen on. She should be proud of this and go the opposite direction.
I agree. Yeah. She should say, I did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. I took money from an investor. They deceived me. I didn't know. And I never told anyone to report. I never told anyone to push any propaganda. Nothing. There's
Look,
no evidence.
They got hit by the thing that I figured out instantly and started recording it and then went to the FBI within days and said, leave me alone. And then we tracked it back. It was them. And it's just, of course they got set up.
Yeah, of course. $100,000 per an episode is a lot of money to turn down. You know, and especially when it's coming through your friend, you know, and it's like, I can tell you wholeheartedly, I say this completely honestly, if Lauren Chen, someone I know, had come to me and said, hey, I've got some crazy billionaire funding this stuff, he's going to pay you $50,000 an episode. You do it once a week, $200,000 a month.
And you don't change, and they don't give you what to say or anything. You take the money.
Yeah. I would take the money 100% of the time. Like, why wouldn't I? That, by the way, people don't know this. That's how most of this stuff works. Look at who owns. I'm not going to call it.
Oh, no. I mean, let's be clear. When you see a basketball star pushing the vaccine, they got 100 G's for one tweet. When you see they have a grade, thousands have released it. People with 100,000 followers are getting $3,000 to put a tweet out for Pfizer.
Even if you look at these mainstream media outlets, the Young Turks are taking huge money.
Bill Gates, you know, admittedly spends over $1 billion a year just on media. And at the bottom of an ABC article, they're the worst, they'll say the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave sponsorship to this. They're paying for that Oprah special last night attacking me.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying, like, I'm not pro-Russia. I'm not anti-Russia. I'm pro-America. All right. But I'm telling you, if you don't think that, you know, big money is invested in companies like the Daily Wire, or the Ivar Blaze, or these left-wing media outlets like the Daily Beast, you know, I've got a bridge to sell you. Like, there's just, of course, big. So if you're a content creator and you're in the business and they're like, hey, we got some crazy billionaire that's a conservative that just doesn't want to be attached to it, I'd be like,
you got to watch out. It can be the cheese on the mousetrap. Shifting gears, we're almost out of time. Here's an example of media lies, how desperate they are. Saying J.D. Vance 2 weeks ago said, I don't care about dead kids. It's a fact of life. He said, I do care. We got to stop it. It can't be a fact of life. But here's Seattle Times. They say Trump falsely claimed that In 2000, protesters took over an area of Seattle. They did it for almost 6 months. It was called CHOP. They say it's fake. Folks on X destroyed them. Here's the articles from The Guardian, from the Seattle Times. Seattle protesters take over city blocks to create police-free autonomous zone. Protesters in Seattle. I mean, so they're like literally saying the trees aren't green. So they're now saying Trump's lying in the debate about something that's public knowledge. It was all over the news. I mean, what are they thinking when they do this, Jeremy?
Well, they're thinking like megalomaniacs. They're thinking they have unfettered, uncontrolled access, but people are waking up. I think, you know, you can only say San Francisco's all right and then see a million videos. You can only say Seattle's doing great or Philadelphia and see literal zombies with the flesh rotting off of their body from trank addiction. So many times you can only see so many independent reporters.
By the way, is that what that is? Because I was about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, in Skid Row, which goes on for miles in California. Yeah. And I saw
people. Except for when they have an award ceremony.
I saw people come out with like the skin rotting off their bodies. They looked like zombies.
It's called xylene. It's known as trank. And they combine it with fentanyl or other opioids called trank dope. And what happens is their body, it's super addictive. Their body, their flesh, they look like this. And then
they look like candle wax dripping off their bodies.
Yes. And their flesh rots from their bones. It is the most disgusting thing. And then you're seeing the xylene. That's the drowsiness where people are standing and then just like kind of passed out or you know, they're like literally passed out on their feet. This is all, you know, you go to Philadelphia. I mean, this isn't one or two people. This is 500 or 1,000 people, you know, on this one street. You have people in Philadelphia, Seattle, Portland, all these major Democrat strongholds. It is killing. They're killing us. China is controlling our population by pumping in fentanyl over the border. The amount of fentanyl it takes to kill you. There's a great video, and I know I'd be impressed if we have time to pull up, but it's a cop that's showing a vials, various vials. And it's like, this is how much coke it would take to kill you. This is how much opioids it would take to kill you. This is how much, you know, and it's going down. He gets the fentanyl and you can barely see it. And he's like, this is enough to kill both of us. I mean, this is stuff is coming from China. It's coming over the southern border. It costs a dollar or two. So anybody can get it. It's not difficult to obtain, and it is killing our. It's killing our society, and nobody.
It's just
cares
like
about
the
it.
British use opium to take control of China. They're using it to take control of us, brother. Yep. I appreciate you spending so much time with us. I've got much breaking news we haven't gotten to that I'll get to after you leave with Jack Posobiec. But in a minute or two, 52 days out, gut level. I mean, I agree with you. They're going to try to kill Trump. That's not even a gut level. That's no brainer. What else do you see? And what are you predicting?
Trump landslide. I think I'm predicting Trump in a landslide. I'm going to white pill everybody right now. I don't care what it says on TV. I don't care what it says on Twitter. I don't care what it says on YouTube or Rumble. When people go to that voting booth, they're going to think about how their life has been over the past 4 years. And for the vast majority of people, rent is up, food is up, gas is up, heat is up. They're working extra jobs. Life has been a struggle for the overwhelming majority of people. I don't care that Kamala Harris is running on joy. Joy is non-existent in the working class. When they go into that voting booth, they are going to vote for Donald Trump, and they are not going to vote for Kamala Harris. They are not excited. Nobody is actually excited for Kamala Harris. Most people know she was in the office. I think if Trump sticks to the message, if his base mobilizes and don't get blackpilled, that's why I started that Tailgates for Trump website so that people can get on the ground and like, I got all these stickers, stick them around everywhere, have parties, make it fun, register to the Friends to Vote. Don't get blackpilled, Trump supporters. Your vote will still count. Vote early, in person, track your vote, then spend the next 2 weeks finding another reluctant Trump voter. You can do that. Go out to dinner. Talk about it. take them to the freaking place and drop them off so they can go vote. This is what the Democrats are doing. They're going,
and that's why
they
tried to kill Trump, because they know he's got the numbers to win, even with the fraud. If we push hard, you're right. JeremyTheQuartering.com. Thank you so much for the time. I agree with you. The globalists are desperate. People weren't awake even 10 years ago. They're hyper awake now everywhere. I used to get hate everywhere. Now I get nothing but love. Jeremy, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, bud. And if I could, check out tailgatesfortrump.com. We've got party games, all free. Party games, special election-themed drinks and barbecue stuff, and all the resources for you to invite your people over. It's the number four, tailgatesnumber4trump.com, so that people can have fun, register their friends to vote, make voting fun again. It's all funny. There's pin the tail on Tim Walz. You can use a tampon to do it. They've got cornhole games. We've got 20 different fun recipes. We've got a mailing list. We've got stickers.
Say it one more time.
Tailgatesnumber4trump.com.
All right, we're out of time.
For Trump.
Great job. Right, you're kicking ass. Find it all at the Quartering on X. Thank you, sir. All right, listen to me, folks. We are fighting. My guests are fighting. My crew is fighting as hard as we can. I need your support. Jack Posobiec is coming up with bombshell information. You need the products we've got. Go to our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, for all the NanoSilver products, the NanoSilver toothpaste without the fluoride, the CabaChill, 60% off, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 30 parts per million, topical or ingested, antiviral, 33% off, Foundational Energy, Next Level Foundational Energy, no stimulant but feels like a stimulant and is good for your body, incredible, selling out, Next Level Foundational Energy. Go there, check it out. I want to thank those that have supported, I want to encourage those that haven't supported. What are you thinking? DrJonesNaturals.com. That is so key to funding the operation and whatever happens to InfoWars going forward. DrJonesNaturals.com. Please go there now. InfoWarsStore.com for the InfoWars MD gummies and CBD 1,000 milligram tincture. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Big discounts right now. Nitric Boost, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, if you go to the AlexJonesStore.com, a new URL, over 30, incredible, amazing, top company that does T-shirt designs, and 30 ball caps of every cool Patriot design. In fact, it's more than 30. They've added more. Ready to ship to you right now, the AlexJonesStore.com. And that funds the operation, and it gets your Patriot colors out there. If you don't support us, what are you doing? I know you love Patriot shirts. These are the best out there. The AlexJonesStore.com. And when you sign up for free on the email, get $10,000 free cash if you're the winner, along with $138,000 incredible Super Dodge truck that's so amazing. See the truck, see the video. It's all there at the AlexJonesStore.com. We brought back some InfoWars classics, but updated. Save the frogs. The ball caps are incredible. Get the AEV Prospector, super upgraded, best truck out there. Amazing turbo diesel. All at the AlexJonesStore.com. The AlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back. I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen oxygen, ashwagandha, your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.